Andre Harp is the chair of the Alberta Canola Producers Commission. He joins us on the line today for the Ag Show. Andre, thank you very much for joining us. Please, just get your initial reactions to the new deal with China as far as canola is concerned.
You know, it was great news the other night. It was actually quite a sleepless night because I think we were all wondering what was going to happen. But it was great relief just to find out that the tariffs have been pulled back to a point where we should be able to sell some canola. And actually, the last couple of days I've actually heard of two boatloads being put together now for movement to China.
Sounds like great news. How good was this deal being reached, especially not during the peak of the growing and sales season?
You know, this was very good news. A lot of farmers have been holding on. Some farmers have had to sell some canola, just for cash flow reasons and everything else. But you know what? We were able to see an immediate spike in the price. So I don't think everybody's waiting to see, where we're going to go from here. But so far, good news.
The communications between stakeholders and government officials, I'm sure, was very much in the spotlight during the time of when the tariffs were announced to when the tariffs were, held back, as it were. How good was that?
Oh, it's been a very busy, busy few months. The last of the tariffs actually went on in August, and we've been very, very busy. In end of August, we actually met with Premier Mo and other organizations from Saskatchewan and Manitoba. Had a very good meeting with him. That resulted in him going to China actually early September. And actually, in the middle of harvest, I actually had to jump off the combine for a couple of days and meet with the Prime Minister to discuss, just how bad this was and how serious this was. And ever since then, it gets back to this government's been working on it, and we've spent a lot of time. But we were able to result in a deal, so which was, the time was worth it.
Despite deals being reached at this time, how much do talks do you think need to continue on this subject?
Oh, this is going to be ongoing discussions. There's a lot of, there's obviously a few more issues. Probably the biggest one, it's still a 15% tariff on canola seed. We're going to work and to see if we can get that reduced down to zero, because we do realize at the end of the day that will be, still will be a slight reduction in, what we can sell our canola for. But, some of the other things we will be talking about is basically there has been some damage done to Canadian farmers. We're going to try and figure out, exactly how much damage has been done and see if there's some compensation that we can seek for that.
How much is that going to be needed, especially during the tough economic times that is right now?
And that's exactly the reasons we're going to continue those talks, is because if we look at the cost of inputs, the fertilizers and everything else, they have gone up quite substantially over the last couple of years. So we have to make sure we get full value for our canola. Right now, we are estimating across Canada, it's around the $2 billion mark in damages.
That's quite a significant figure. I'm thinking, please correct me if I'm wrong here, Andre, for now, this is a step in the right direction despite talks continuing, correct?
This is actually almost a leap forward into where we were. Canola was not being shipped to China. China was our second biggest market. In 2024, they bought $5 billion worth of canola, and to go from $5 billion to zero, that's what hurt. So basically for them to reopen the market is big news.
I appreciate this. Andre Harp, he is the chair of the Alberta Canola Producers Commission. Sir, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Oh, no, thank you. And phone anytime. Always happy to chat.